SBS Radio.
Wadamuli and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and coming up for you now, my yarn on Revive, which operates a waste-to-wages social enterprise in Kununurra, Western Australia, which has become a successful program set up back in 2017 by the East Kimberley Job Pathways and in partnership with Kununurra Region Economic Aboriginal Corporation. I was joined by Paige McLaughlin, Enterprise Manager at the East Kimberley Job Pathways at Kununurra, and Paige explains what Waste to Wages program is all about.
So Waste to Wages was a model that was developed, and I believe it is nationwide. So we piggybacked it off our beloved friends at Resource Recovery Australia, and they operate down in New South Wales, ACT and Queensland. So Waste to Wages model focuses on reducing waste from the environment, but in turn, when selling them through op shops and community enterprises, the funds generate to help people become trained or employed and battle the barriers of long-term unemployment, or assisting people from taking that step off the Work for the Dole programs into a real fulfilling job that can benefit their community and help with their social and mental well-being as well. So it's all part of a broader program to battle the long-term unemployment and those struggles that some people might face with unemployment.
And how does it work in real terms? Where do the goods actually come from, and where are they transported to?
So the goods are accepted through donation, just through community members, but a lot of our products comes actually directly out of the landfill. So physically retrieving those goods, and they're brought into our store here in Kununurra, where we give them a clean up, a bit of TLC. The items will either be sold as is in the condition that they are, or we'll do upcycling to them to give them a new lease on life or change them into a completely different product. Once those products are sold, then it will generate the funds to help with training and TAFE courses. And for example, we've got a position at the moment for a trainee for retail positions. So retail is a great industry to take that first step in.
Which brings me to my next question. It must be a good opportunity, this program, for young people to start employment in the region.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. So Revive is run through East Kimberley Job Pathways, and they provide the federal government community development program. So they assist by hosting activities and workshops and working with all the barriers of unemployment and getting people trained. So it's a great place to start because it's got the training ability and the nurture that some people might need to assist them in employment skills. So for younger people in Kununurra, obviously there's very limited industries in which you can work in, but being an Aboriginal organisation, it does have that great community feel and that compassion and support behind it to help people succeed in the path that they want to choose.
And I'm wondering how many local people are actually employed in the region due to the Waste to Wages program?
At the moment, we've got a solid team of 7 people and previously have had staff a turnover since we first started in 2017. So the aim is to predominantly employ off the Work for the Dole programs to assist people in that first step. So over the years, we've seen just Revive grow and the demand that we need for employment to turn over the services that we provide. So that's a really positive aspect as well, knowing that we are well accepted by the community so that we can turn over to create new jobs and employment.
And how successful do you think this Waste to Wages program is for the needs of local Aboriginal community members in Kununurra and the region?
I think it's very successful. The Revive team is very diverse, and not all of our employees are directly from Kununurra, and we've got employees that started from small community in Doondoon, juniors come across from Halls Creek to start pushing his goals in Kununurra. So it's great that we have access to these smaller towns and communities, and a lot of that resource is through East Kimberley Job Pathways, because they provide their services across the whole of the East Kimberley. So we can then piggyback off those resources and make sure that we can try and target our services to be broader than just the Kununurra region for our town.
And I'm wondering, how do local community mob feel about this enterprise, and what is some of the feedback that you've received from people?
We've had great feedback. People, I think, are shocked at just how well this has taken off, because we have very limited ways of recycling and repurposing. The secondhand market has definitely grown in Kununurra, and I think it's taken on by people quite positively, and that results in the amount of donations or being referred to by other organisations to do their donations as well. And with the support from our community, it means that people like contractors that might just be passing through our region, they then become aware of what we can do and what we can provide. And we also help with donating some of our excess stock to help others that might be in need. So we send lots of boxes of clothing out to the smaller Aboriginal communities and to some of the really great little op shops that are sitting out in our regions that, you know, they don't have maybe such a big voice, or they don't have that constant demand of donations. So we'll send out boxes of excess clothing to make sure that we can, you know, share our services and not be competitive with anyone, but instead just help each other. So it's really positive, I feel.
Paige McLaughlin, you work as Enterprise Manager for East Kimberley Job Pathways. I'm wondering, what is it like for you personally to be working on such an important program for community?
Oh, look, I'm incredibly proud. Watching the enterprise grow from how small it was in 2017, and to see all of the achievements that we've all come across together, and the way that it's moving forward, I'm extremely proud. I've grown up in Kununurra since I was 6 years old, and it's just great to have this service to be able to be provided, and to know that we're working against these real difficult issues with, providing affordable secondhand furniture and clothing for our region, and making sure that the community has access to these affordable goods. So it's very rewarding.
That's so good. And let's talk about some of the goods that people do get their hands on. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, so we provide goods in the way of kitchenware, whether it be your extra plates, knives and forks, cutlery. We can also test and tag secondhand electrical goods. So we're the only secondhand provider in Kununurra that can do that. So our staff have then been on to be trained in electrical testing and tagging to make sure we can circulate those electrical goods back to community. We do a whole range, anywhere from clothing donations. We accept bits of scrap metal and other hardware materials, and what isn't sold directly through the store will be used to be upcycled into great sculptures and these beautiful one-of-a-kind items that you can't purchase off your shelves. They're made with love, they're made with creativity. So we have a wide range of materials that we work with, which is probably a great outcome, because it reduces once again the amount that's going to landfill.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to this conversation that we may not have already talked about, Paige?
Yeah, definitely. The support that we've received, not only in our region, but extending that down towards the Perth and metropolitan region. And last year we had a great run of furniture come through. We call it the Waste to Wages run. It was created by the WA Labor Senator Glenn Stirl, and he had a team that were backing him, Keys Moving Solutions, ACFS Port Logistics, and Western Roads Federation. And these great organisations pulled together to provide a truck that was donated, and they went around the metro area collecting all these secondhand furniture that would usually sit on curbside and end up out at the landfill. And they brought it, over 3,000 kilometres up to Kununurra so we can continue to sell secondhand affordable furniture. So that was massive. And to know that the support's not just locally for ourselves, but it's being recognised statewide. And that furniture run's happening again this year, which is it's excellent. And so once again, win-win for all of our communities up here, and they might be able to, score themselves a couple of little great bits of furniture.
Paige McLaughlin, Enterprise Manager at East Kimberley Job Pathways at Kununurra. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you on NITV Radio today. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you much, Kerry Lee. I really appreciate the opportunity and Revive's very grateful. Thank you so much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.